Hello, happy Monday. Welcome to Point and Line to Head, Elevating Hairdressing, the podcast all about art and design theory for hairdressers. I'm Cody. I'm a hairdresser in Washington, D.C. Last week, we talked about inspiration, sort of opening ourselves up to the world around us and gathering things that inspire us and how that influences our work. And this week, as promised, we're talking about invention. And so as I was going over all of my notes for this episode and like trying to condense it into one episode, I realized I couldn't. So my goal is to keep these relatively short and like bite-sized for like your commute to work or your commute home or while you're doing a few errands over the weekend or whatever it is. And I've done a few really long episodes now, but I like to keep them relatively short, and I found I couldn't do that with this subject. So split this into three episodes, actually. So this week and the next 2 weeks are all about this idea of invention, what that means as an artist. And also, for those of you who follow Point and Line to Head on Facebook, I made an announcement last week about the Point and Line to Head tour. So basically, the way this works, I've gotten a handful of posts and messages so far, so thank you guys. So the way this is going to work is basically make a post, tell me which city you're in, which sort of city you'd like me to come to. I'm going to choose a couple, sort of the most popular cities, and try to put together an actual tour and come meet all of you guys, or as many of you guys as possible. So post on Facebook or Instagram. Those are the two that I find myself scrolling through the most, and hashtag Point Line Tour. And November 28th, I'll go through all of those and figure out sort of the most popular few. I'm thinking it'll probably be two cities. So put your votes in and let's see if we can get this off the ground. So love meeting other hairdressers and talking like nerdy art theory with hairdressers, and so would love to meet as many of you as possible. So that's going on through November 28th is the final day, and then I'll announce sort of which cities in December. And final little note here, and then we'll get into the episode. I will be doing, this episode, the next two, which are all sort of one giant theme, and then I'll have two more to finish out this second season, and that'll be, if my math worked there, that should be 10, so that will be this whole second season, and then we get into holiday time. I don't know where the year went, so I'll take a break because I do work behind the chair. I work out of my own studio as well, so I deal with the exact same holiday rush that you guys do and all of the excitingness around the end of the year. So excitingness, that's a new word. So I am going to take a break again and then come back in early 2018. So by the end of these next five episodes, I'll have an actual start date for season three. And enough of all that. So let's get into this episode, invention. So again, this is part one of three. And this first episode is more of an introduction to sort of the aspects of invention from the artist's point of view. So I've talked a lot about the Bauhaus School in Germany, which was an art school right at the beginning of modern art. and sort of its significance and why I keep talking about it, and the idea that their sort of guiding idea was that all forms of creative expression are guided by the same principles. So post-World War II, the Bauhaus School sort of broke up, and actually, beginning World War II, broke up. Everyone had to sort of flee Germany, and this one painter in particular, he did more than just paint, but predominantly he was a painter, moved to North Carolina and started a art school there. Or sort of started a school with a bunch of other people. And this was Josef Albers. And one of his most famous quotes while at this school in North Carolina is, "Art is not an object, but an experience." So when we create art, we're creating an experience for the viewer. We're telling a story, we're portraying a concept. And that's really what art is all about. It's not just making something pretty, it's telling a story in a beautiful way. And the way that we tell this story and create art is by invention. And invention is the artist's ability to channel their creativity and translate inspiration into physical works of art. So art is not seen, it's experienced. And the role of the artist is to impart their point of view on a situation or on a material, on a canvas, etc., and communicate this concept to the viewer. And the artist makes things that are familiar unfamiliar, and things that are unfamiliar seem more familiar. And it's bringing concepts to life that is the primary prerogative of a designer, of a hairdresser. And the two, I feel, components of invention as a creative professional are observing and designing form and defining and redefining conditions. So observing and designing. And this goes right back to last week's episode about inspiration. So design is a mixture of science and intuition, and hairdressing is a form of design. We take our inspiration, we figure out the most practical way to portray that inspiration in our medium, and then we actually create it. And the decisions we make while we're creating something and while we're planning to create something are guided by our intuition. And in the first season, we really dissected sort of design theory and things like form and space and all of that. And all aspects of the visual experience can be measured and can be calculated for. And design is a purely abstract planning and organization of tangible pieces. So observing and designing form. Recognizing from a theoretical standpoint why works of art are successful. And from those observations, we're able to bring our own ideas out of our heads and make them happen in real life. So observation and design, they go hand in hand. And then redefining / defining conditions. In order to create and make art that's exciting to us and the people wearing it and the people observing it, we have to learn to shuffle around the predictable, what's sort of expected. And I've said in a few episodes now, it's our responsibility as hairdressers, as designers, as artists, we have a responsibility to evolve and progress. And at the end of the day, we wouldn't want to experiment or change or invent or evolve if the current sort of state was satisfactory. So not only observing and creating, but also being aware of our surroundings, being aware of what's happening in the industry, being aware of sort of our medium as a whole. And what this all sort of condenses into is this idea of total thinking. And that's where invention comes from. It's being aware of every single bit and piece of your craft. And this awareness allows us to be conscious of this overarching creative alphabet, which literally is the language that we speak in as artists. And this sort of alphabet doesn't have borders around it. And most of the time, it doesn't have concrete sort of rules to follow. But being aware of everything that goes into your craft allows you to bring your concepts to life in a way that they can be easily understood by everyone observing them. And to become aware of every aspect of the craft, it's not about technically learning A, B, and C. It's about understanding your sort of innate liberty as an artist. And learning how to experiment and create an event. And at the end of the day, failure, whether it's technical or whether it's theoretical or whatever it is, failure produces information, which allows us to discover things. And to improve is to put at risk a failure. And what doesn't work allows us to understand maybe what will work in the future, but more importantly, in the process of invention or creation, we discover our own voices. At the end of the day, I am obscenely average, and chances are you are too, and Vidal Sassoon, when he started off, was the same way. But anybody, no matter how average, can do amazing things. There is no hairdresser out there that is more capable than you are. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you're subscribed. Keep an eye out on Mondays for new episodes. Next week, we're continuing this invention conversation, and we're talking about that first piece of invention, observing and designing form. For more information on this podcast and education opportunities, you can head over to pointlinehair-education.com. Or find Point in Line to Head on Facebook to keep on top of the latest education opportunities and announcements. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Cody, and this was Point in Line to Head, Elevating Hairdressing.